Welcome to the GeoMob Podcast, where we discuss geo-innovation in any and all forms, whether for fun or profit. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the GeoMob Podcast. This is going to be a fun one because we have joining us live from the United States, from San Francisco, one of the co-organizers of our recent event in San Francisco, the first ever North American GeoMob. I am very pleased to introduce Silas Toms.
Thank you so much, Ed. Glad to be here.
So we wanted to get you on so you could introduce yourself, but also I unfortunately was not able to attend the event in San Francisco, as were probably most of our listeners were unable to attend. So, we wanted to hear how it went, who spoke, what was the vibe, what's the scene out there. I was shocked to learn San Francisco is actually a bit of a tech hub. I didn't, yeah.
It's up and coming.
It's on our radar. So, let's start, so first of all, introduce yourself. What's your role in geospatial? What do you do? What got you into this?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me and for featuring the Geo Meetup / GeoMob event that was a smashing success. I'll get to that. But as for my background, as you mentioned, my name is Silas Toms. I've been in Northern California my whole life. I did a bachelor's degree in geography from Humboldt State up in far Northern California. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do with it, but I ended up going and getting into a master's program down here in San Francisco and really fell in love with GIS at that time. There was also the huge crash in the economy, and I just decided I had to get really technical. So I dived into learning a lot of Python and rode that plus my interest in geospatial environmental analysis to somewhat of a career. And then along the way, I've had stops at different government agencies doing enterprise GIS, but also Zillow, which is a real estate company here, Neo, which is a smart car company. I did some AI stuff recently. I was at Volta Charging for a while there, focusing on predictive analytics for where to put chargers to help support people. And now I'm with PG&E, which is the local gas and electric utility here. Just joined this week, actually, so it's been a busy week for me getting integrated. And but in the meanwhile, I've been trying to restart the geo meetup culture, which was a big part of my career in the last decade, pre-pandemic. It really died off, as most meetup type things did for about 5 years there.
Yeah, explain to us, what exactly was geo meetup, or what is geo meetup?
Yeah. So, appreciate that. It was a meetup started by Rogge Burnham, who's, I think, in Peru now. He's born there. He's was up here for a long time and was just a really interesting character doing unique open source geo stuff in like 2010. And he decided to start a meetup to talk about how you could do cool things with geo on the web or even, just locally using non-Esri tools. And I was very inspired by it. So I went to a lot of those meetups throughout the, 10 years that he led it. There's a bunch of other different meetup groups, but that was always one of my favorites. And it, had turned over to a friend of mine, Dave Bianco, right before the pandemic. He got one event off in February of 2020, and then everything just died off with the pandemic and, the cessation of all activities, meetup style.
How do these meetups work? Like who comes, how many people?
Yeah, it was kind of open, but it was basically you would get some company to sponsor, i.e. pay for the room, the pizza and the beer, and different speakers would get together and talk about unique applications, whether data visualization, backend, or some combination thereof, maybe a mobile application that they developed. Could be academic, it could be corporate, it could be a startup, it could just be somebody who's really interested in stuff. And I always loved the kind of combo of the tech world and the geo world that it represented. It was very much had a hacker ethos. There was a whole lot of desire to bring knowledge to people, and which I found very, grassroots and very invigorating.
Very, very similar to you know, we kind of evolved in parallel. I mean, very similar to GeoMob.
Yeah. So. I've heard about GeoMob for years, and it has a similar kind of focus of like bringing together people who are interested in this unique world that powers a lot of things we do in the modern smartphone enabled world. But a lot of people don't know what it is we're talking about, and they don't know all the different tricks and technologies and techniques. So being able to see some cool examples, and I mean cool, like beautiful things that people produce, as well as just, you know, relatively simple solutions to longstanding problems, was very inspiring to me.
Okay, so very nice. So you had this group, and then how did, tell us about the recent event. How did that come to happen?
So, yeah, Mark P. Reached out to me. He had gone to one of your events over in,
He spoke in London. Yeah, he spoke in London in January.
He was really excited about the concept and was talking to a couple different meetup groups and was recommended my name. I forget by who. And I had a few events last fall in conjunction with Werobots. That's like, they're doing a lot of Apache Sedona work. They're a startup here, and I met them a few times. And I really wanted to get just some of that, you know, fun atmosphere, the bring the vibes back. You know what I mean? There's all this talk about vibe coding, and I really enjoyed the feeling of learning and excitement that came from all those meetups 10 years ago. And I feel like it really needed to come back. So there was a couple of successful events last fall, but this concept that he brought from you guys really interested me. And so we worked hard together to get it going. And we had a very successful event on the 15th of April.
I saw the pictures. So first of all, I can't continue without complimenting you on your wardrobe choice there for the event. That was absolutely top. We're gonna feature that picture in our newsletter, because and also in the show notes on this episode, because that we often have people who dress kind of in a map style.
Oh, yeah?
but that was, I have to say, that was better than anything we've seen. You really,
oh, thank you.
Is that just kind of what you wear around the house? That's your normal go-to kind of look, or?
Yeah, I got permission for sure to wear it out from my wife. She she giggled, but you know, it was something where I said, "Look, I think I want to wear a map tracksuit to this event. Is that ridiculous? Is that amazing?" She said, "I think that's amazing," and so I went with it.
It was amazing. So. It's really thrown down the gauntlet. We're going to see who can match that. I don't think it's going to be easy. So,
hey, I believe in you guys. And also that there's a lot of, crossover with fashion and maps. I've always had a lot of fun with fashion. And I think that into the tech world, it's forgotten about. You know, people just expect to just wear hoodies everywhere and get away with it.
Well, you know, in London, we have a sponsor, a company called Splash Maps. And
yeah,
they print the maps on fabric, and we vote for the best speaker, and the best speaker gets a splash map. But they have had many different partnerships with different kind of fashion brands and things like that. So
that's awesome. I'll throw out one to Stamen Maps, which was a really cool design firm here in San Francisco. They were really focused on just the beauty of maps. You know, we all have eyes, or most people, and we have a need to look at beautiful visual things when we're in mapping. So anyway, I found it very fun. It was just also just to kind of inspire some laughs and some excitement and bring, again, those vibes.
That's exactly the spirit we need, man. So how many people attended? Take us through the speakers. What were the talks about?
Yeah, so we got about at least 70 people. We had a waiting list on the sign up of another 30 odd people, and it was tough to turn people away. You know, we wanted as much excitement as possible, but it was sponsored by Meta was one of the main groups, and that was which is Facebook. It's their SF office that we met at up on the 27th floor there, and it could only fit so many people. So we just dealt with that, and you know, it was like a club. We had to turn some people away. So it goes sometimes. But the speakers, we started out with a speaker from Meta talking about maps at Meta, which I thought was great. And Helena Calderon, she used to be at Mapbox, and she just wanted to give an overview of the different insights and tools that Facebook uses, which is a lot of OSM, Overture Maps, and open source tools to give insights into where their 3+ billion users are. You know, a use case like that's fantastic. Then we had a local transit, or I'd say the state transit agency, Caltrans, gave a presentation on how difficult it is to create a statewide transportation data set for real time, like bus transit and light rail transit. It was just fascinating. So, you know, we started with the data and how, which everything does in geo, and you have to dig deep into data and clean it up and work with, you know, a disparate set of providers. And then we had a speaker from Google, Ryan Brauman, who did a whole presentation, a live demo of quote unquote vibe coding with maps, where he, you know, used AI to produce 2D and 3D maps in like a few minutes right in front of our eyes. You know, just said like,
did it work?
It worked. Yeah. Wow. You know, the demo worked. There's something about AI right now that is the zeitgeist and it's in the air. So I felt like it was important to capture that. But also it was a fun demo too. He did a great job.
Very, very bold. I generally advise people not to do a live demo because it inevitably doesn't usually work. But
yeah, he was crossing his fingers for sure. And then finally we followed up with Peter Black, who is somebody who worked at Trulia, which is another local real estate agency or real estate mapping firm that was purchased by Zillow years ago. And he was just, he calls himself a paleogeographer. I can't even tell, you know, if that term is even known anymore, but there used to be the neo-paleo thing 15 years ago.
Of course.
Yeah. And he's just a big advocate of PostGIS. His whole speech was about bootstrapping web mapping on the cheap, which I thought was very encouraging to our, you know, student and new professionals who are trying to create an experiment. Because he has these beautiful maps, if you go to realblock.com, that load fast, and they just display a lot of data down to the building level about all kinds of interesting topics. And he builds it all with, you know, from the data ingestion, the hosting, and then the tiling. He's done it all, and I found that to be a really fun inclusion.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic lineup. Very good mix of, you know, big companies, government, people doing interesting projects. Fantastic. Excellent. I mean,
we're lucky here to have that access, I'd say.
Well, I know you guys put it together also kind of very quickly, so it's especially impressive. And I also know, you know, as the date of the event got closer, several more people volunteered. And so hopefully you got the lineup for the next one already set, or at least largely set. So.
Yeah, we have a couple of intermediate events for Geo Meetup that aren't going to be the same kind of GeoMob style, but Mark and I are already planning on the next one, probably for June or July, that will be very, very similar. And we do have some interest from, you know, both local professors and students, and also just some startups that, excuse me, that really want to do a presentation.
That is excellent, man. That is great. Okay, so then the second half, you guys went to the pub, or
yeah.
And what was the vibe there? How many people, you know, people were out having fun? I saw many, many comments on LinkedIn. Mark posted a few pictures, and people really seemed to have a good time.
Yeah. There's a great, you know, quote unquote dive bar on the waterfront called High Dive, which I've always loved. It's pretty close to the Giants baseball stadium. It's just a fun little spot that somehow has hung on to this beautiful view of the bay when all these people have always wanted to like develop giant buildings right on it. So it's has a cool backyard too.
I think I've actually been there back in, it's been a long while since I've been to San Francisco or Silicon Valley, but I think I it's kind of under the bridge, kind of, is that?
Under the Bay Bridge, or at least close to it. And so it's still there hanging on, and they have an expanded backyard, which was perfect. It was kind of a gray day, as it can be in San Francisco, but not too cold. And, you know, we had the sponsors. We had I think Mapbox sponsored, Meta, a couple other companies, Fused. I feel like I'm forgetting one. Oh, Overture, who Mark works with. They all sprung for, you know, drinks, which always gets out gets the feet walking. And so, yeah, we walked the 10 minutes from the Facebook office over to the High Dive, and it was just a beautiful evening. And honestly, I made so many connections, which is the whole point, right?
That is exactly the whole point. That's exactly what it's all about. I mean, the way I always look at it, you know, you go to some events and they're like, oh, we have the talks, and then after the event, we're going to have some drinks and mingling. And for me, for me, it's the opposite. It's that the talks are the conversation starter, and the key point is the mixing and mingling and the connections that we get made and the interaction that happens. So
it's huge. It's huge. That's what community is. You know, the whole point of restarting Geo Meetup for me and going through this exercise to have the Geo Mob style was to really build that community. I felt like, you know, it's fun to have the talks. It's much more fun to talk about the talks and to talk about what you're working on and to just talk and to smile.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it was a smashing success. Yeah. So thank you for that. I got to give a shout out. You know, it's obvious that you've all been having a lot of fun with the Geo Mobs all over England and Europe. And
well, I'm gonna set it as my personal goal. I don't think I'm going to make it in June or July, but I would love to come. I'm going to make another trip to San Francisco when I can and come out and meet everyone. But likewise, you should set it as a goal to come to London or Berlin or one of the other cities, and I think you'll love it. Bring the tracksuit.
The famous tracksuit, yeah.
Yeah. And you will have a great time. And the thing that's quite interesting, because I travel around Europe. I mean, I don't go to all the events, but I've been to several different cities. And the one thing that's fascinating is how, you know, you can go to another country, and obviously there are differences, but the geo people are kind of the same. You know, it's so much fun. Can you immediately have like things to talk about with people and connections? And, you know, you have the people who are doing OpenStreetMap and, you know, you have all the, you know, you can drop right in and immediately have very interesting conversations and connections. So,
yeah, it's a funny thing. It may change in the future, but I find it kind of fascinating how like people know what a lawyer is. They probably have no idea what a lawyer does, or, you know, I guess a barrister over there, right? But nobody seems to really know what a GIS person does, but we're everywhere and we're all doing interesting things. We're creating, you know, unique, beautiful maps. We're creating unique tools, and we love to talk about it if you'll listen. So I would love to come and hang out with you all over there.
Please do. I mean, you know, we live in the golden age of, as someone who's kind of been in the space from, you know, 2005 or so. Actually, it's interesting that you worked at Zillow, because I actually got my start also in kind of a real estate aggregation service. And that was when Google Maps came out and, you know, the mapping mashups and that kind of thing. And, you know, we live in the golden age of where, you know, now everyone, because they have their phone with them, the phone knows exactly where you are, and we can build all these amazing applications. You know, and now the data is available. And I also feel like we're having another renaissance in terms of the technology. I mean, there are a lot of, it feels like, you know, it's kind of, we had that first wave when Google Maps came out and Slippy Maps and things. And now in the last 4 or 5 years, it feels like there's another kind of wave happening of all these kind of cloud-based technologies, and everything's getting cheaper. The data gets, there's more data. So I think we have a long way to go. Yeah, I'm excited.
I actually realized that, you know, 2025 represents 20 years of, I guess,
Google Maps. Years of Google Maps.
Yeah. Of Slippy Maps being a pretty widely used technology. And I keep wondering, like, what's next? You know, now we can do 3D maps much easier with like the ArcGIS JavaScript 4 or with Mapbox or MapLibre, all these tools, you know. AI, I think, is a really unexplored and very potent driver of the future. I feel like, you know, in some ways we're seeing the retirement or the passing into maturity of what was considered new and bright just 5, 10, 15 years ago. Well, so what's your excitement about for the next, I don't know, 10 years?
Well, I mean, so first of all, things like subview maps have become normal, but I mean, the other thing that's now normal is OpenStreetMap. OpenStreetMap is now good enough to build really high quality things. So the barrier to creating a project, you know, to doing something is really just your own creativity, right? And I think AI kind of maybe the icing on the cake there, right? Because now, you know, potentially if it actually creates something usable, but you know, the productivity of one individual has skyrocketed over the last 20 years and continues to move. So the barrier truly becomes your creativity and how you use all these pieces that we have available to us now. And you know, for the longest time, it was all about how can we get the data? And you know, then the first phones came out and they weren't really good enough. But now everything's there. All the pieces are there.
So, they are there. Yeah. I'd say, you know, routing's still pretty hard, but much easier. But we now have like gigantic building data sets to use for, you know, creating data down to the building level. OpenStreetMap is incredible. It really, and you see it, you know, it's been integrated into almost every major data set at some point.
Exactly.
So it's influenced our whole modern economy.
Right. And I think also, I mean, a lot of what is interesting now, and we have a lot of talks more about, you know, people taking these new technologies and not necessarily creating amazing new things, but bringing them into, for example, government or let's say more traditional places that have been kind of resistant or let's say less willing to experiment or things that are not at the cutting edge. But these technologies are not at the cutting edge anymore now. So now they can be rolled out and used in those ways. But I don't know, man. I don't, I'm continually surprised by the cool stuff people are doing. You can now track everything. And the cost of a tracking device has gone down to almost nothing. So you can track all kinds of things. You can gather all kinds of data. You can... Mm-hmm. Visualize that data in very cool ways. You connect that across social networks and things. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. And
it really
I don't
is.
Think there's any shortage of cool ideas of that people have. So, also from the perspective, not just of pure like utilitarianism. I mean, like, you know, okay, you know, where is the metro station? But I mean, things like games and stuff and things that are more, you know, anytime there's a technological advance, it's like, okay, how do we apply this to the old way of doing things? And that can have a benefit. You know, it's like when the internet came out, it's like, okay, let's put the newspaper on the internet. And that has a benefit. But the real benefit is when you say like, you know, wait, it doesn't need to be in a newspaper format. We can do it in a totally different format, right? Like now we're not trapped in the old mindset anymore.
It's hard to get out of those old mindsets, you know, those paradigms, especially for people like, I'm assuming you're around my age. You grew up reading the paper when you were a kid.
I mean, of course, this is it is very difficult to escape your, you know, escape your generation and your cohort. But that's why we have events like this so that we can get the perspective of new young people and...
Though that's exactly right. And that's a big part of why I really wanted to get Geo Meetup started again. I feel bad for the cohort that just went out, just graduated and is starting their career and doesn't have the benefit of Geo Meetup, GeoMob, all these kind of, you know, quote unquote institutions dedicated to improving their skills and their community.
Well, I mean, in the time of remote work, I think after COVID, when we first started having events again, you could see at the events, people were just hungry to hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, the mood was just euphoric as we stood at the pub and, you know, and not from the alcohol, but just from the social contact. So
it really matters. It really does. And it sparks lifelong friendships. It sparks companies. It just sparks your interest and your enthusiasm. Whatever's missing from human contact, you know, Meetup is a big deliverer on a professional and personal level, I think. So I've been very, very excited to see it started again. And I don't know, like, how long I'll be involved. We'll see. I'm enjoying it. And Mark and I are talking about trying to do a series of four or six over the next year to really get it established as a institution around here. And you know, so we'll be working with you on that, and we'd love to have you come to one of those. So that would be fantastic if we can make that work. But then, you know, hand it off to some young person and have their energy really bring it to the next level.
Pace yourselves. The first, I always tell people the first rule of GeoMob is we minimize the amount of work that I have to do. So, you know, we have a very good, recipe, no, but I mean that quite seriously. Like, often people would be like, are there going to be videos? And I'm like, yes, of course there are going to be videos if you volunteer to do it. So feel free to come do it. Anyway, I just wanted to say congrats again to you and Mark. And, you know, sounds fantastic. Sounds like it was a great event. I'm going to do my best to make it to one in the near future. And let's keep the momentum going.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for having me. And it really was a success. We're so excited to import that model. No tariffs, no tariffs on ideas. And it was just a fantastic success. So thank you again.
I look forward to meeting in person either in San Francisco or in Europe soon. Silas.
Yeah, same.
Thanks for joining us today on the GeoMob podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. You can get the show notes over on the website, which is at thegeomob.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and find links to our accounts on Mastodon and LinkedIn so that you can stay up to date on all our upcoming events. We hope to see you at an event soon.